questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It is time to ready, steady, learn. Welcome to our guest in the studio, Lucy Vette. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. You're a postgraduate architecture student from the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland.
Yes. Woo! Yep, that's me.
How exciting. Oh, that's you. Good check. Okay, good. So you are in your final year completing your thesis about the diaspora. Displacement and how architectural can give us can architectural studies give us a present. What's that saying? What does it mean? What do you mean? Architecture? Architecture giving studies to whom? To what?
What did you just say?
Well, I'm just reading. I've got a typo. I was just reading there, which is just bugging me up. You see?
Sorry about that.
What are you doing?
So yeah, I'm in my final year of MArch Prof, which is sort of a professional master's degree for architecture, and my thesis this year is about, yeah, sort of the diaspora. What you just said, displacement. I'm Tongan. And I moved to, well, I lived in New Zealand for all my life, but sort of my roots lie in Tonga. And so it's...
Oh, Tonga!
Yeah. That's all I've been hearing for the past week, basically. But yeah, it's about sort of people who live in New Zealand and places like America who have an affinity towards Tonga. And I've sort of taken that whole social idea and put it into architecture, funnily enough.
And is it obvious? Is it something you can see obviously? Or is it just sort of the nuances of it can be found around the place?
Well, yeah, basically just what you said, the nuances. Like the way sort of the program runs is that you have to sort of do a design component of the research. So it's not just, you know, a lot of reading and a lot of writing. It's designing a building or a house or a
just
space.
Designing a building.
Well, yeah. Mine's a whole complex, really, that sort of stretches across like an arm of Tonga. It's a bit weird.
The
bit
arm
radical.
Of Tonga sounds quite cool. When you're doing this, are there particular things that are identifiable as Tongan architecture? You know, as opposed to that aren't anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, so I guess you have this sort of traditional whales and things like that, but also in Tonga, what's sort of less known about is their really big stone material culture. Like there's a lot of the Ha'amonga in Tonga, which is just big three great giant coral stones sort of making an archway, and that's kind of where my thesis derives off. Like I'm sort of suspending rocks in the air is what I like to tell everyone.
But quite grand and beautiful, aren't they?
And really very
sort of immortal. Like they're timeless, aren't they? They're grand and powerful the whole forever.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I think that sort of translates to Tongans now. Like we're big and we're grand and we go hard.
Oh, Tonga, sure.
Like, and so that's kind of that essence is sort of what I want to bring to my thesis.
Did you find it interesting? Did you discover new stuff about the country that you hail from?
Yeah.
Sort of, or that you relate to, your cultural land?
I mean, I suppose I knew all these like sort of random touristy spots like the Ha'amonga there, but I didn't really know the history behind them. And Tonga was a big sort of maritime empire back in the day. So they, you know, transported these huge, giant rocks from islands away on their humongous waka all the way back to Tonga just so they could...
How is that? That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. And a lot of people don't sort of know about that because it's not a big thing anymore.
Because the rocks weren't local,
a lot of them were actually from a place sort of north of Tonga called Uvea, which is near Samoa, and places, you know, they have big
That's
relations.
That's amazing. That's amazing that they cared that much that they thought, well, what we need those at our place.
Yeah, well, they sort of, you know, kind of wreaked havoc in places like Fiji and Samoa for a long time back in the day.
To nick their rocks?
Yeah.
Really?
To steal their rocks and to control their people.
Oh, that's right. Warlike, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Now you do other stuff as well. You're a mentor for the Tuakana mentor. What's that?
Yeah. So the university runs a Tuakana program, which is based around like fostering Māori and Pacific students into each of the faculties, and I've been doing that for about 3 years just sort of mentoring first year students and other students.
And that's cool. Into what sort of stuff? Into stuff that's around the being Pacifican?
Well, it's sort of just kind of like extra help for tutorials and things like that. Like I basically just run workshops and extra sort of critique sessions for my students.
And right. And how many people are sort of celebrating Pacific architecture here at the university, you think?
I mean, well, there's probably a small number. Well, architecture at the university isn't too big anyways. Like, it's not the engineering school.
No, it's more elite, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller. It's definitely a lot smaller, but by no means, like, less significant.
Now, you're taking part in MODOS. What is MODOS?
Yeah, MODOS is the student design thesis show, which is opening November 10th to November 12th, and it's a exhibition down at the Gus Fisher Gallery, which is KMC for your uni people. And so that's just a
Shortland Street for those who aren't.
74 Shortland Street, guys. And that's just a big exhibition of all the EMARC Prof thesis work that's been put out this year.
So that's free to the public?
On from 10th of to the 12th of November at the Gus Fisher Gallery, 74 Shortland Street. Over 50 design projects.
Yep.
Will yours be in there?
Yes, mine will be in there.
So all finished and ready to go?
Yeah, look out for all the rocks.
So you're almost finished. You're almost finished.
It's kind of crazy.
Then what for you?
Well, who knows, really? I want to travel, but at the same time want to work because I don't have any money, and so...
This is the university problem, isn't it? Yeah, sure. But that's really cool. That's really cool. Hey, congratulations on completing that, getting that all done, and for all your help to all those other students that are coming up, and all the best for the future. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Lucy.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Sure.